Oh, hello, and welcome to the Cubicorn Games Podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido. My God, I'm a mess.
How is that different from any other week?
And joining me to be a mess, Lorraine Morbido is here.
Also a mess, has been a mess for the past 30-odd year. Happy to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty short little update. Again, just trying to keep stuff in the feed, but apologies for being quiet, raspy, or congested.
Yeah,
since the last show, we've basically been both been sick and or accomplished small things. The last couple weeks have been slow and recovery-based, I guess, because you got a little sick first.
Yeah, it's... I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just because, like, it's more, like, it's been warmer for a lot more, and, like, shit's been thawing weird or whatever, but I've had, like, two different bouts of, like, sinus drainage congestion, and I'm on, finally, the, like, I would say definitively on the upper swing of it now, like, getting, leveling out, but now I'm also dealing with pressure changes in the atmosphere, because it is getting warmer. It was, like, 60 fucking degrees today outside. Fahrenheit,
The other day it was like 70-something.
Something like that.
Crazy.
And then it went back down to 30, and that makes my barometer of a head incapacitate me for the better part of a day, like yesterday, where the ibuprofen never kicked in and I wanted to die. But I'm better today, at least mildly so. And here.
Yeah, but still wanted to get something into the feed. Mm-hmm. Especially because we'll have a little update next week. So I've got some notes in front of me, things that I wanted to just touch on as
Goodness.
We go forward. But
the show notes.
Have some game updates. Talk about a few, one or two small, well, not small, small in terms of how long we're going to talk about them. Because again, we're feeling like
short.
Short touches segments. On game industry stuff. And then,
spoiler alert,
lay the groundwork,
it's bad.
Lay the groundwork for what we might be talking about in the future, potentially, on the next,
Woo.
Next time we bother to freaking do this. But yeah, to start with, I know we had mentioned last time that we may potentially be at AwesomeCon in DC. I can confirm that that is not happening.
Did you actually get like a rejection, or is it just like a nothing?
No, I did,
okay.
And so that was like the day that they actually sent out the like confirmations like slash
rejections
to everybody. I had pinged somebody back in the Discord like, hey, did you guys decide this yet? And then she was like, yeah, I'm sending out, I'm typing up emails as we speak. So I was like, all right, that's fine. No harm, no foul there. Apparently, it didn't seem like they had a very large presence in terms of the number of people they could facilitate. But again, that's another, like, you know, sometimes you get stuff, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
So definitely not.
It was kind of a, like, well, we'll do this if we can because it's here type deal.
Right.
Like,
for
it
me,
wasn't a...
Yeah, exactly. That was
I wouldn't
like,
be going, or I wasn't going to be going because I work and stuff.
You miss every shot you don't take, so I figured
yeah,
I'll...
just do it.
Submit for it.
Yeah, especially... I'm
great.
I'm
not, that's fine, too.
Assuming because it's, like, an anime con, it was, like...
It's more like just a generic comic con.
Well, yeah, but it's, like, a... It was kind of more like some of the anime cons we've been to where there wasn't an entry fee. You just kind of threw something there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, for us, for like anyone. But yeah, still, if you're in the DC area, I would probably head down and check it out this coming weekend, the 8th to the 10th.
Yeah.
Because there should be other indie games there. I assume most of them will be other games that were at MAGFest.
Probably. Yeah, because that's how we heard about it was through our
MIVS. Whatever. Yeah. But yeah, definitely, if you're in the DC area, I would still probably check that out this weekend. And if you want to check out our new stuff, we are still going to push an update this weekend. So on that Friday, on March 8th, there will be a Cucumber update in our Discord server.
Hell yeah.
You can find by going to cubicorngames.com, clicking the Discord button at the top of the page.
Woo!
And that'll be basically just like a bunch of bug fixes we've been working on, a little more content, probably another level or two of the Tower 4, the latest tower we're working on. And we're going to kind of just keep rolling from there. But again, I would have been further along on... That's just the way it always is. I would have been further along on that stuff if we both hadn't gotten some level of sick over the last couple of days. But we've still gotten some stuff done.
Yeah.
Still made little progress on things on my end here, there, and you're doing great work. Have you posted any of that art?
Not in the Cubicorn Discord. I could do that.
You should post a little bit of it in the days leading up to, like, maybe tomorrow or Tuesday or something. Put a little bit of that in there just to share some of that in some form.
Like, my process... I'm getting faster in, like, actually making animations that, like a first pass and, like, okay, yeah, this is good. Which is why I specifically go out of my way to make little GIFs of them. Just so I can see, like, if there's, like, oh, like, maybe this needs another keyframe. But I'm also getting better at, like, in-betweening, essentially. Like, figuring out where that needs to happen. And one of them in particular, I think the last one I did, which was, like, kind of like a dash sort of ground pound attack. Like, I ended up adding a second, like, smear frame in there. And I really liked how that turned out. So I think my instincts are getting sharper for what needs to go where, and that's just repetition. Because again, much like with, like, I mean, this is still probably, of all the stuff I do, it is the thing I'm the least versed in. Because I'm not an animator. That's not what I've ever done. Some people do that for, like, little, like, short little, like, animatic videos and stuff like that. I've never animated anything aside from, like, very rough, like, pixel arty type things, but even that was mostly based off of existing animations, so that's, like, kind of where I cut my teeth. And now it's just doing it, man. And it helps that I've been able to find, like, I mean, I've spent a lot of time while doing just, like, that kind of, like, sprite manipulation way, way back in the day of studying sprite sheets and the breakdown of animations, and I know that's helped, and I go out of my way to, while looking up stuff, try to find that kind of, like, laying out of things, or even just, like, finding a GIF. And then one of the nice things, like an extension, I think, in Paint.net is you can turn them into a .agif, which then turns the entire animation sequence into just a stack of layered individual frames. And I use that to break down, like, that helped a lot with the animation for the beam specifically, which was very heavily based on, I think that was Marvel vs. Capcom 2 that I was looking at. I don't know. It was a Ryu. And seeing that, like, just kind of, like, where the oscillation was, how that changed, like, that helped me a lot in crafting my own thing. And again, I mean, I dipped back into a different Ryu, looking at a Shoryuken, like, break down to make a rough sketch of that. And while it's not a lot of frames, it really isn't, like, yeah. I think it, one of the things that happens with that is the upward momentum definitely changes it, mm-hmm. In practice, but I am still very happy with how that turned out.
Yeah, so that'll be, like I said, some of that'll happen there. Won't be in this coming build, but it'll be certainly in a
month or two. He's not going to be in there quite yet, but I would say by, like, our summer.
Yeah, no, and no later than that, for sure.
At least the, like, sketched version. I'm not sure, yeah. Like, because there's going to be, this character has quite a few moves to mm-hmm. him, and they're similar to, but not quite one-to-one with a lot of other things, so he's going to have a lot of heavy, like, back-end lifting as opposed to just, like, plopping him in there.
Yeah, you described it a little last time, I think, but mm-hmm. it's a little, like, boxing beetle bug character.
Yeah, beetle.
That'll ultimately be, like, kind of a mini-boss sort of mm-hmm. encounter in the final game.
Yeah, like a tier up from normal enemy, but not quite boss.
Yeah. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm really happy with the work you've done so far. I think it's looking good.
I think he's cute.
And so, yeah, like I said, look out in the Discord for that, for some early visuals of that in the game a little while later, in the next month or two, probably. I don't really have anything else to report other than, like, there'll be patch notes for all the changes that do end mm-hmm. up in that build that's coming out next Friday.
One of which will hopefully be that.
And then
locking.
Yeah, I would suspect probably we'll have, like, two more, maybe three more builds over the next couple months. Because we'll have at least one more before Too Many Games.
Yeah.
And then in June, we will most likely be at Too Many Games, which is another game event in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we'll find out in, like, 2 weeks or so.
I think we'll have true confirmation on that around March 15th. So by the next time we record this, we should know again one way or the other. But, you know, ultimately, fingers crossed on that. We'll see how it goes. But assuming we get into that, I believe that's like June 20-something. Again, I'll give like another firm update when
we're locked
in for sure.
We'll post that places.
And just before we got on here, because I just wanted to do it, just to say that I've done it, is I did go ahead and submit for GDEX again,
mm-hmm.
considering that we didn't end up at AwesomeCon. And I do end our usual fall event, which is
Yomacon,
which is our local thing. It still may or may not happen. I've got my fingers kind of crossed, but it's like there was big turnover at the staff there.
Yeah.
And so it kind of remains to be seen whether they're going to have, like, the ability or the interest in facilitating local indies at that event downtown mm-hmm. in Detroit. But I did want to do something else in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so if nothing else,
I'm assuming that's just back in Columbus or whatever.
Yeah, assuming we get into GDEX, that should be in the Columbus, Ohio area. And again, if I get confirmation on that, I'll let people know as well. But that'll be, like, the weekend before Halloween. And that'll be another curious event. We'll have been to GDEX in three different forms at that point. We'll have been in, like, when they were combined with Origins mm-hmm. explicitly, when they were technically the same weekend as Origins, but not really affiliated anymore. And now this time where it'll be, like, its own show.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a totally divorced thing.
Is it 3 days or is it four?
It's 3 days this year.
Okay, so 25th through the 27th, I believe.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That weekend.
But yeah, my big tent poles, my real broad strokes, big stuff mm-hmm. over the next year will be, like, Too Many Games, fingers crossed. GDEX, fingers crossed. And then I think we're going to try to do PAX East next year, 2025. That's my plan right now.
Yeah, that's the roadmap at this point in time.
So we'll kind of see how that goes. And I am hoping we'll be able to get some of the rightfully Barry Arms team on here in the next couple weeks after PAX.
Yeah.
To just talk about their show experience, which I'll reach out to them. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to bug them until after that show ends.
Yeah,
but
no.
Like as soon as they get on the other side of it, I'll be like, hey, if any of you guys want to come on and talk about that. Because mm-hmm. that's the thing I want to do for a long time. And then when we had met them at MAGFest, it was just cool that they had been at that show so many times. Because there were other people in our area. Like originally I was maybe going to try to work out something with the Mage Quit folks over in Grand Rapids. Because they've done multiple PAXs at this point too. But I really just want to have
we've
share the experience the way that
been,
we can catalog it for other developers.
In like close proximity with them at multiple different shows.
Yeah,
like,
I've talked to Brett a couple times.
And I haven't. Like
that,
I've maybe chatted with him a little bit. But like I haven't really had the chance to sit down and chat with him. And it's just because like we were like literally right across from them that first GDEX.
Yeah. Spoke to them a little last YumaCon, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were there, too. Yeah. Like, it's just funny that, like, we've been so close physically at multiple shows, but I've never had the, like, the time or the bandwidth to really go over there. And, like, because they're always so busy because they're,
right.
like, a big, like, couch multiplayer thing. So their booth space has a large footprint, and they're always, like, kind of, like, getting people in, and it's just busy.
Yeah,
which is great.
Like,
they need that.
Right.
It's perfect.
Those are kind of our big broad strokes for the next 12 months or so. So again, we'll try to keep updates here as we go of a little progress. And again, trying to go no more than like 6 to 8 weeks without some kind of build out there just to keep getting incremental progress out in the wild.
Yeah.
On the Discord server. And yeah, we'll just keep trying to make progress and complete content and get the game out the door. After like the next build, maybe we'll have some more just like discussion about other more...
Mm-hmm.
In
Anything.
The weeds changes
yeah.
and stuff like that. Be on lookout on our Discord server over the next week or so. Should be some cool stuff in there in the next couple days. And again, go to Cubicorn Games, click the Discord button, get in there if you're interested. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it for us, I think, for our stuff. Again, very briefly, I did just want to talk about because I think we, in the last 2 months, we have eclipsed 10,000 layoffs in the game industry. It was over like 1,600 total, I think, in the neighborhood of that between Sony and EA.
I was going to say, I know Sony's was pretty big. I didn't actually see the EA number. A
couple
of
days of February, I think it was the 27th or 28th. I'm going to try to pull up these links just to look at I had opened things with some of the numbers. Yeah, PlayStation cuts 900 jobs, canceling games. And then not even like no studio was spared either. So like everything from like Naughty Dog and Insomniac on down. Lost people, so it wasn't even like products that have proven to be very successful in the marketplace were like spared the fucking
axe.
Knife.
Yeah.
And yeah, EA lays off 670 people. Sunsetting unspecified games, and then in some of their like conversations, they had explicitly called out like being unsatisfied with the expenses associated with many of their current like licensed IP products, which I'm pretty sure means like Star Wars and
yeah, like
maybe
what,
some other stuff.
I mean, maybe because like what else? I honestly don't know enough about like all the properties EA does aside from like this big sports stuff and Star Wars. Like
it's kind of that right now these days. In fact, one of the games that has been confirmed to be canceled was a Respawn Entertainment Star Wars first person shooter. So those are like the Titanfall.
Yeah.
God, what's that other game? Apex.
Oh,
Apex,
yeah, that's
folks,
right. That is,
they were also working on a Star Wars project that is now dead. But yeah, just shitty across the board. And it, like the Sony ones in particular really, I think it has recontextualized what I think executives are doing on purpose in the game industry personally.
Because
up to this point, I think I've given them too much of the benefit of the doubt
of
stupidity and not enough assumption of actual malice.
Yeah.
So looking at the Sony situation... Basically, like, you know, they bought Bungie or whatever. And they were like, well, this is going to be part of our grand strategy to, like, convert a lot of our studio effort into live service products. And so at one point, they were going to release 12 live service games over the course of 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And that's been cut in half, I think, and maybe even less now. But before
sure,
the layoffs,
yeah.
I think it was, like, we're cutting that attempted number from 12 to 6. And then, like, shifting stuff around the calendar to who comes out when. But, like, I sat down and I thought for a minute. And I was like, imagine if, like, the thing they announced originally all came to fruition. So imagine that things are going according to plan, and they're releasing 12 live service games over the course of, let's say, 3 years. So they're releasing one live service game a quarter, basically, for that period.
Insert that one sequence from Pacific Rim where he's talking about the kaiju coming through.
Yeah, right. But the point being, like, think about that. Think about a thing that needs servers.
I don't want to think about that.
And constant updates and a player base.
Yeah, a steady player base, a steady developer presence.
And a minimum amount of revenue per month.
Minute,
let's say,
even,
right,
like,
whatever, to keep being
the
active.
The lights on, yeah.
And imagine thinking that, like, upon greenlighting that, that all these things have the potential to be, like, profitable and successful. Yeah.
They're all going to make gangbusters.
And I would say that unless you're lying to yourself, you must know that that is impossible. Because that is a big, and that's where I have kind of landed, I think, at this point. That is a big shift from games of the past, where whereas, like, game dev used to be more like, and Hollywood's got its own problems, for sure, mm-hmm. but, like, published big budget game dev used to be more like Hollywood in that, like, for the most part, the intent is for every product to make money. And even if mm-hmm. it's not make money in, like, the theatrical window, it's, you know, make its budget back plus.
Yeah.
With toys and
sales ties,
right,
all that bullshit.
Licensing it for streaming later and all that shit. My like, big concern with game dev that, like, I have to think that this is probably got to be true, right? Is that, at least with those plans laid out before, and things might be shifting uh-huh. now because everybody's getting fucking fired anyway.
Yeah.
But taking those, let's say, Sony's plans at face value, the internal plan must have been this, like, winner take all right, we want a live service game to hit. Maybe we want three of them to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to make them right, all. We're just going to throw all the spaghetti at the wall. We're going to make as many of them as we think we can get out the door. And then at that point, the plan is that, like, all right, 60% of you, you're all fired no matter what after, like, 18 months. You're done. Mm-hmm. Like, that is baked into our business plan. Is
yeah.
that, like, we're going to have you people flush years of your lives down the toilet knowing that some amount of these products are basically, like, intended to fail, just so that at least one or two of them hopefully succeeds enough to make up the difference monetarily.
Yeah, because that's the thing that's changed a lot with, like, I don't know exactly how to, like, if it's just, like, the landscape of gaming. Like,
yeah.
Because it used to be, like, when, like, big AAA, like, when they, before, pre-live service game boom, you'd have a team work X amount of years or whatever on a single product, it would be released, and they would make something else. But now, like, you're shackling people to these projects. Like, you need to keep X amount of resources tied up in perpetuating this live service game because it needs to keep going. And, like, just because certain, like, there have been flashes in the pan of, like, games, like, just they keep hitting, like, your Battle Royale types that, like, that big boom a while back. Like, I mean, Destiny in itself has also done that. It's happened a lot. Like, those spikes are so spiky, but they're so spaced out. It is not a mountain range. It is a, like, single size, like, monumental skyscraper on an otherwise, like, Midwest level city. Like, it's putting the Empire State Building, or that's the tallest building, Sears, whatever, inside of, like,
Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. And, like, look at the success. Look at how great this is. We can make another one of those here.
Yeah.
Where, like, the infrastructure, none of the infrastructure supports it. So they're just trying to, like, build these giant skyscrapers everywhere, knowing that half of them are going to fall in on themselves or just not get finished and crumble inward. Like, and they're like, oh no, we're losing money everywhere.
Yeah. Like, but again, that's been, like, I think the revelation for me is that, like, I used to think that, oh, these people are just, like, out of touch and stupid.
No, they're just greedy motherfuckers.
And right now, my outlook is so much more dark and cynical
yeah,
than that.
They're just,
like,
throwing people away.
Of, like,
they're
right,
just,
exactly.
They're
like
sucking them dry so much. It's not even uh-huh. crunch anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, it's a death march, like, at 5x speed mm-hmm. to make a thing that could blow up, but probably, like, but will blow up in the wrong way.
Yeah. Right. In the parts of the business plan that they are not sharing with
everyone,
day-to-day employees, uh-huh. right? It's like, we've got this this last PowerPoint slide that says, like, all right, we absolutely plan for, like, 60 to 70% of these people to not work here in 24 months.
We are baking a time bomb
right? yeah.
into every single project now.
Yeah, like,
because, like, everything has a kill switch. Like, it's ticking down because, like, I mean, the live service game can't go forever. Like, resources and blah, 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 blah. Like, someday it'll stop making money so we can just kill it. Or we just kill it immediately and just, like, flush all these people down the toilet.
Yeah, it is just such a laid bare, like, quality matters less than quantity of, like, right.
I mean, quality matters less than ever before, it feels like.
None of these games, like, need to be, like, so good that they're that they really blow people away. They just need to be good enough, and we need to make enough of them. It makes more sense in their eyes to make 12 games that are okay, hoping that like three of them are okay enough.
God, what
to
is
make
the
money.
Like? I think it's a Bob Iger quote of like, "We are here to make money, not like art or history or state of purpose, and by trying to make money, sometimes we'll make all three on accident." Like that's a
that was Eisner.
Eisner. That was a very, very rough paraphrase of basically the same thing about like Disney as a whole. And
but again, that's even like, I don't know, man. It's just so much worse because even then, again, that's like the intent was to have each individual product theoretically succeed.
Yeah.
Monetarily, yeah. At least, which like again,
they're aiming to get like in the black or green, a green check mark next to it or whatever.
Yeah,
but now it's just
day,
like,
because at the end of the day,
hemorrhaging.
Unlike games,
movies end.
It's just, right.
It's like you have
and
a, there's a runtime.
Yeah, they're running into the limits of what they can do with streaming because that was the movie plan for what games are now.
Yeah.
Oh, streaming is the way we just get a credit card number and just turn your pockets out every month for unlimited money.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the movie business's plan that is now like weirder than it's ever been.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, the game industry's plan is that it's that like no game matters.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing
none of,
matters.
None of your effort matters. It
the
is
people
just
don't
like,
matter.
Right,
the games don't matter.
We are just throwing darts at people's credit cards.
Yeah.
And hoping that one or two of them stick, and none of your hard work or like thoughtful contributions or effort mean a fucking thing.
No.
It is just like, can we find a way to charge people, you know, $5 to $100 every 10 minutes.
I mean, it's literally just a meat grinder, and they don't care what goes in or what comes out. They just need that crank to keep turning constantly, as long as something is coming out. Even if it's just like fucking shrapnel, they don't care. The gears have ground themselves to dust and are coming down the line. Doesn't matter. The crank is still turning.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming there will be more updates to come because, like, again, I think we're already at number two. As of 2 months in, we have the second most video game layoffs in the history of the industry.
It's
so,
fucking insane.
It's
literally
year,
March.
Yeah, by the end of this year, it's going to be much worse than that.
Will anyone work there aside from executives? Like, who's going to be making the games? It's going to be Midjourney. That's what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
The AI are doing it.
So yeah, that's, you
fucking
know.
Fucking Christ.
It's still sad. Sad for all the people who lost their jobs. And for the little spaces that lost big portions of the industry, too. Because I think every single person, pretty much in, like, the UK arm of Sony.
Oh, yeah. I heard
so
about that.
So that's another brutal. And, like, looking at other cynical things, like, actually with how shitty Brexit has been, that doesn't surprise me one bit. That they're like, fuck this region, we're getting out of here.
Just...
But that's, again, not many UK citizens' fault, and certainly not most of those particular developers' faults. But it is like I completely understand it. Like, thinking about like
it's a risky area.
If you
to be
do not
in.
Care about people's contributions, and
which
you're just
they clearly
thinking about
don't.
Right,
yeah,
the dollars and cents of it. That sure that makes sense to be a region to not invest in anymore.
Yeah,
but like fucking A, man. Again, thinking back to like Volition, which is like a big Midwestern developer that got sacked a couple last year. That like that's the similar situation where like I assume the UK game dev scene is not enormous, so like having a huge swath of it just sucked up into the ether out of nowhere is pretty fucking shit. That's really sad.
Yeah,
it's all really sad.
Yeah, it's just
and yeah, we'll keep you know bringing it up here and there just because it's relevant and fascinating in a sick, disgusting way. And again, I think has made us more determined than ever that like doing indie stuff is the right way to go if you can achieve your vision at a small scale because fuck these people.
I mean, also in like every single industry at this point, like fuck the system, man. I don't give a... You could make the like most lo-fi, low-budget movie or album or book or whatever, and it will probably mean more that it exists than literally anything that is coming out in every single one of those sectors. I just don't care. You could show me the next, like, because I was like, well, we went and saw Back to the Future 3 in a theater today because a local theater chain in our area has been doing that. And I fucking love those movies. But because your parents were with us and afterwards your mom was like, well, is there anything you really like? Really want to see? And I'm like, no, there's nothing. There's like literally nothing coming out. Mm-hmm. I think the last like quote unquote like big budget movie that we did see that I absolutely adored was Lisa Frankenstein. And even that's like a smaller scale thing. Like I'm assuming, like I don't remember there being like a really
I'm sure
big...
it cost, you know,
Well, like, there, $20-30 million There wasn't, like, a big studio, by my memory, attached to it, but I also don't know anything.
Oh, I mean, I'm certain it was an actual studio release.
Like, but it wasn't, really like, it wasn't, like, the period, Disney movie or the, like...
But it's certainly right, exactly. Like the, it wasn't the, a, like...
Universal movie or whatever. It was, like, a... It was a thing that exists, and it wasn't...
Was it a balance sheet supporting
release? Yeah, it was, like, it was a thing that clearly had, like, a shit ton of passion put into it. It was so much fun to watch... But yeah, there's, like, literally nothing. Like, I see the movie, like, the pre-roll advertisements, and, like, I don't care. Like, I would much rather watch anything else of a vastly lower quality that someone made in their backyard or whatever, because I know that there's, like, passion there. Like, that's what I care about. And there's no passion in the AAA games industry.
Yeah, it seems shitty. So, again, we'll touch on that kind of as... More layoffs keep rolling in.
That statement is meant as, like, at the system itself, I know, like...
I got you.
Like, you go down to the developer level, like...
I know what you meant.
Those people, there's passion there because they're willingly walking into the meat grinder knowing that, like, it is probably terrible. Like, even before, like, the post... The, in quotes, post-pandemic, like, firepocalypse, it was already not a great place to be just because of, like, horrible crunch... Gross mismanagement, misconduct, all the, like, every red flag imaginable was already flying, and now they're all on fire, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Everything sucks.
Yeah, the video game industry continues to be a mess.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we'll keep talking about
that. Hate it here.
And little fits and starts here, and then the last thing I'll say, we'll kind of close this episode out here, but next time I think we're going to talk about some card game stuff a little bit.
Help.
Because I've been playing TCGs again here and there. Like, months ago, I talked about playing a little bit of Lorcana, the Disney card game in set one. And so by the next time we record an episode, I'll have played a little more of that game in, like, its third set variant. And I'll also have gotten, because they were pretty cheap, and because after reading the rules, I was like, oh, that seems kind of interesting. I will have gotten some Star Wars Unlimited cards, which is the Star Wars trading card game that's coming out as of this recording. I think it comes out the day after it or something.
Woo!
Comes out the next week. Because that's another thing where, like... I have a really soft spot in my heart for card games to some degree, but they are also have become shittier and more manipulative than ever over time. Like, anyone who's played Magic in the last decade can tell you that. Another vector on there is, like, I didn't watch that Pokemon Direct or whatever in its entirety, but coming into this, I had seen a link to, like, just the trailer for Pokemon TCG Pocket.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Which is just a phone app for the Pokemon card game. But that product, like, you watch their little teaser trailer, and I think it says, like, concepts trailer, so it's even...
Oh,
I'm almost surprised that they showed it externally, because it almost looks more like an app developer sent it to Nintendo as, like, a pitch for, like, yeah, here's the product we could make you.
Interesting.
But it's literally just a trailer of, like, here's a guy on the bus, he's fucking around with his phone, and it's, like, 90% of it is, like... Here are the ways you can open booster packs.
Oh, my God.
And 10% of it is, like, you can play the game. And I think two different times in that, like, one-minute trailer, there's, like, stinger text that's, like, you get two packs a day just for opening the app.
Oh, my God.
And so it's literally, like, 95% gotcha game,
that's
5%
like,
video game.
I kind of can't believe, like, well, like, I can, but also, like, it just blows my mind. Like, I did not watch this Pokemon Direct just because I kind of forgot about it. And I'm even more divorced from the Pokemon, like...
Yeah.
Company than ever before, but like the vast majority of their announcements are app things. It's like it's the like the cafe game, it's the fucking Pokemon Unite, which is their like MOBA thing, it's DLC, it's
Pokemon also sucks nowadays.
Yeah.
But again, contrast that with, so think about that versus like the 90s where, like, you know,
God, the 90s.
The Pokemon trading card game video game in the 90s was a thing that kind of elevated that concept a little bit. Like, it took it more like Yu-Gi-Oh! I think even pre-Yu-Gi-Oh! At least pre-Yu-Gi-Oh! In the U.S., maybe not in Japan, of, like, they, like, gave it a little narrative and they made it more of, like, an RPG thing with, a little bit of a progression story like Pokemon itself. Like, they elevated the fact that it was a card game into something a little bit more, and in... Fast forward to 2024, they're doing the exact opposite of now it's not even like a game anymore. It's just a vector to like push the button to pay $5 to $10 a pack for virtual cards. The concept of playing with the cards is incidental to the
which ironically the concept of opening, is what a lot
opening,
of people
quote unquote, virtual packs.
Did back in the day. Like I'm assuming most of that era of children, myself included, bought Pokemon cards to open and look at them. So now that's just what they want you to do with them.
Yeah, but like,
which is good because most of the cards are trash anyway.
Yeah, next time I think we'll have another small few updates from us about Cucumber Game stuff, and then we'll probably have a prolonged conversation about card game design and card game hooks because that's where my head's been at. The last couple weeks.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember if we've really discussed this in depth on here, but one of our potential next products.
Right.
Is a digital...
Potentially
like,
want to do some
like,
kind
it's
of
It's a card-based RPG. It's not a card game. It's not, like, opening packs. It's, like, a pseudo... It's, like, in the vein of, like a Slay the Spire type deal, but a little more RPG-inspired
linear progression,
type thing. Yeah.
Not a roguelike.
No. Yeah. But a deck-building game, I guess, is probably a better way to, like, say that.
Right. That's the thing that I tell myself. Like, oh, this is all research. As I played cards a little bit, because that is a thing we theoretically do want to do at some point. Which, again, is quite the ways, like, get one more cucumber. We'll get cucumber release behind us and then go from there.
Yeah,
it definitely is a thing we theoretically would like to do in the future. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, I just like designing weird things, and cards are a fun thing to weird design.
But, yeah, I think with all that said, we are going to call it a show for now. So look forward to, if you're into it, look forward to card game content in a couple weeks here.
If you're not, look forward to Dustin rambling.
Yeah, look forward
to
more cucumber updates as the weeks and months go by. Again, we should have too many games news at that point.
Hopefully.
Should be a lot of interesting, exciting stuff to announce, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
From now. With all that said, we'll hopefully also be less sick again in a couple weeks, but we're going to call it a show.
I mean, it took me like a week to get here, and you're like maybe halfway through that now.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, and again, I'm thinking in the next couple weeks here, I might actually also try to like find another couple games to play on stream.
I still want to, I'm just going to, I'll just plug this now. I want to play Slime 64.
Okay.
They were behind us at MAGFest, and I know they've got a demo up, I think on Steam?
Yeah, we'll check that out for sure.
And that is the only thing that like that was like the big thing that I didn't get to play it there because they were busy, we were busy. But knowing that they had like a longer demo up and that was like, I mean it's an N64 like collectathon platformer with cute little slimes, very much more my wheelhouse than Dustin's.
Yeah, I think we'll try that out on stream in the not too distant future here. So. Be sure to follow Cubicorn Games on Twitch if you want to watch that. If you've got a game you'd like us to try out at stream at some point, email us at podcast@cubicorngames.com.
Podcast.
Podcast, thank you. My nose is all still...
P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
You can subscribe to this podcast in most places where podcasts are found. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, People Get Making Games Mastodon,
Twitch.
And various other places at Cubicorn Games. It's usually just Cubicorn Games. Just search for it. You can find our games... both
Steam.
Released and incoming by going to Steam and searching for Cubicorn Games and the
technically
Steam
itch as well.
Yeah, and with all that said, we're going to call it a show. So,
woo!
Thank you, Lorraine, for hanging out.
Oh yeah!
Thank you for listening to our little update and our little rambling. And
we do be
rambling. We'll be back in a couple weeks with something else to talk about. So until then, stay safe, Internet.
Bye.